Out in Loudoun County, there is a very popular principal who's been put on a leave, and he may well be fired. His name is Dr. John Brewer. He's been the only principal they have known at Dominion High School. And a lot of parents are upset about this. There was a meeting last night. 300 people packed the auditorium to talk about it. Joining us on the line right now to give us a little understanding of what this is all about is Danielle Nadler, managing editor of Loudoun Now, about this particular controversy involving the Loudoun County School Board and this principal. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, let me start off by giving you a little sense of the passion that we heard last night as these 300 parents packed into the Loudoun School Board meeting to support Dominion principal Dr. John Brewer.
He knows the name of every Dominion High School student. That's why he gets involved and attends every school event. That's why he arrives early in the morning and leaves late in the afternoon. That's why he spends his summer weekends visiting the homes of new students to welcome them. Dr. Brewer is the soul of this school, and we, the parents, faculty, and students, want him back as our principal.
Well, that's pretty strong stuff from the parents, that parent feeling very strongly about making sure that he returns. What is this controversy about, Danielle?
Well, some of that is hearsay and hard to confirm because in Virginia, school districts are legally not supposed to discuss personnel issues. So some of it is connecting the dots. And we always, when we report, we try to be very careful to let folks know that what is confirmed and then what is not yet confirmed. So Dr. Brewer was put on leave in late November, and we have not got confirmation from the school district about why, but it came right the very same week that the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office launched an investigation into a former Dominion High School band director.
All right. Now, that band director is no longer with the school. Am I right?
Yes. Yeah, he resigned, I think it was about a year and a half ago, and has now since gone on to a school district in Florida. And that's where some of the problems have started.
And as I understand it, down in Florida, there's been some reporting on this story, and there is some concern that apparently this band director, who left Dominion High School, as you said, some time ago, was hired because he got a rather glowing recommendation from the school principal. Isn't that sort of really what this is at its core, as best we can tell?
As best we can tell, yes, because the timeline matches up just perfectly. And then people who are close to Dr. Brewer have told me that it seems that it is about that. And it's interesting because, so that band director went to Florida, and I interviewed the mother of a Florida student who claims the band director sexually assaulted her son. And had the investigation, there was an investigation in Florida as well, but it came back with no criminal charges. So that's important to note, that this man has never been criminally charged in any school district he's worked for.
Well, Daniel,
that's one thing.
Well, on that note, I mean, so there's innuendo about this band director, but I guess the question becomes one of, was there suspicions of the band director by the principal at the time when he signed the letter? I think that's where this is all going, probably, correct?
Yeah, I think that's the concern, that that Principal Brewer wrote a letter of recommendation, whether possibly having known that maybe there were complaints in Dominion, but we don't know that for sure at all. No parents have come forward or students saying that they had criminal concerns with this band director.
Well, if there's no direct evidence. Well, there's no direct evidence, then what is the basis of moving forward to dismiss the principal thing? Because I don't see the connection there if this is all innuendo.
Yeah, well, one thing I definitely want to note, that another administrator wrote a letter of recommendation for band director Brian Bamron, and he has not been put on leave and is still at his post. And he's a music supervisor in Loudoun. So that's just interesting to note, too, because that's another piece of the puzzle. The process now, it does sound like Principal Brewer is going to appeal the superintendent's recommendation to terminate him. So now it goes to an independent hearing officer who will take the evidence, all behind closed doors, of course. And then from there, that person makes a recommendation to the school board, and then the school board makes a decision.
But immensely popular among the parents and the students there, correct?
I've never seen a more popular principal in Loudoun County. And that was long before this happened. He goes to every rising freshman's house to meet them in the middle of the summer, and that's how they start the relationship.
Are you kidding
Very
me?
Cool.
That's an impressive thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a man with an impressive reputation like that, one wonders what it is that's going on behind the scenes. What political game is at mm-hmm. play, and why is there a piece of information here that because of these rules that they have when it comes to issues involving personnel, is there something out there that we don't know? I mean, is your sense that there's some other shoe to drop here, or some other piece of information that's missing?
That's what's tricky. From just, you know, I have some info off the record that I need to keep off the record, but just anecdotally talking to some of Dr. Brewer's closest friends, it doesn't sound like there is. They're saying no, and they're saying that he's told him there's no smoking gun here. We do have a new superintendent over the last couple of years, so I don't know if there were heads butt and now it's coming to this, or where it's such a guessing game a little
well,
bit.
Well, I'll just say this as a reporter. One thing you always say is when something doesn't make sense, there's a fact, not an evidence.
Oh, yeah, something bigger.
So we got to figure that out. Well, listen, thank you so much for bringing this information to us. Really appreciate your assessment of it. Danielle Nadler with Loudoun Now.